Hello, this is Anvati. Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Tuesday, March 25th, and coming up in today's episode, Eknath Shinde claims workers' sentiments drove the vandalism at Mumbai hotel after Kunal Kamra's joke. Hints Kamra is to blame. Chilling new details emerge in Saurabh Rajput murder case. Delhi Chief Minister targets Aam Aadmi Party in Delhi budget presentation. And massive security breach in US as journalist receives war plans by accident from the Trump administration. First up, as Eknath Shinde brings up physicist Isaac Newton's third law of motion to reason the vandalism at a Mumbai hotel in the aftermath of Kunal Kamra joke controversy, Mr. Kamra has offered to perform at a demolition site to speed up the process. Shiv Sena leader and Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister Eknath Shinde told BBC Marathi that while he does not support the vandalism by party workers, he claimed every action has an equal reaction. He also added that it was party workers' sentiment driving the violent act of vandalism. In the same interview, Shinde expressed his discontent with Kamra's comments, questioning who was behind Kamra's remarks and emphasizing that while freedom of speech is important, there are limits to what can be said about public figures. To quote him, "Who does he take supari from to do such things? Freedom is important in a democracy, but to say wrong things about someone at someone else's behest, forget about me, what has he said about Prime Minister? What has he said about Chief Justice? About Finance Minister? About Home Minister? About industrialists?" Mr. Shinde was answering about his party workers' vandalism at a Mumbai studio in the aftermath of Kamra's comedy sketch show. A group of Shiv Sena workers stormed the Habitat studio on Sunday night, damaging equipment in protest against Kamra's Gaddar song against, allegedly, Mr. Shinde. The studio leader announced it would be temporarily closing down due to the vandalism. In a statement, Habitat expressed their shock and concern over being targeted for hosting performances by artists. They emphasize that artists are responsible for their own views and creative choices. Then BMC demolished parts of the structure, claiming they were illegal and the demolition is going on even today. In response to the vandalism and threats against him, Kunal Kamra took to social media to condemn the action of Shiv Sena workers. He described attacking the venue for a comedian's words as senseless, likening it to overturning a lorry carrying tomatoes because one disliked a food served somewhere. He said that an entertainment venue is merely a platform, a space for all sorts of shows. Habitat or any other venue is not responsible for my comedy, nor does it have any power or control over what I say. Neither does any political party. Attacking a venue for a comedian's words is senseless. Referring to what he called political leaders threatening to teach him a lesson, Mr. Kamra said the right to freedom of speech and expression is not only to be used to fawn over the powerful and rich, though today's media would have us believe otherwise. Kamra also raised concerns about the law being applied equally, questioning whether those who vandalized the studio would face consequences for their actions. He reiterated his comments to freedom of speech, stating that poking fun at public figures is not against the law. Despite facing backlash and threats from political leaders, Kamra has declared he would not apologize or hide from those targeting him. Opposition leaders have condemned both the vandalism and BMC's demolition action, framing them as assaults on freedom of speech. Uddhav Thackeray, Mr. Shinde's former boss, supported Kamra's right to express himself and criticized those who resorted to violence over words. Muskan Rastogi practiced using a knife for 8 days leading up to the murder of her husband, Saurabh Rajput. As police probes deeper into the brutal murder, more chilling details are emerging. Police claim now that 8 days before the crime, Saurabh's wife and prime accused Muskan Rastogi bought 2 knives for Rs. 800 and rehearsed how to stab multiple times. The investigation has now revealed that Muskan, unsure of her skill with the knives, bought a cutthroat razor and was used to sever Saurabh's head from his body. Muskan and her lover Sahil Shukla were arrested last week for allegedly murdering her husband Saurabh Rajput at their Meerut home on the night of March 3rd. The body was chopped off into 15 pieces, put into a plastic drum and buried under cement. These pieces were recovered 2 weeks later after Muskan confessed to her parents and they took her to the police. Saurabh's family had meanwhile filed a police complaint after they could not contact him over the phone. The investigation into the gruesome murder uncovered a dark tale of addiction, betrayal and cruelty. It was revealed that Muskan and Sahil were involved in drugs, fearing Saurabh would end their sessions. Saurabh was aware of their affair and even contemplated divorce, but ultimately decided against it for the sake of his six-year-old daughter. Working in London, he had returned to Meerut for his daughter's birthday. Police sources indicated that Saurabh's visa was nearing expiration and he intended to renew it during this visit. He had also planned to take his wife and daughter to London, but Muskan refused, preferring to stay in Meerut, likely to be with Sahil. Saurabh then resolved to take his daughter and applied for her passport. According to the probe so far, Muskan drugged Saurabh with sleeping pills on the night of March 3rd. Once he dozed off, she stabbed him thrice in the chest with a knife. Then she used a cutthroat razor to slit his throat. The task of severing the head from the torso fell onto Sahil, who used a knife for this, the probe has found. The two then chopped off the body into 15 pieces. These pieces were thrown into the drum and sealed with wet cement. According to the investigation and accused statement, the initial plan was to pour mud over Saurabh's body part and plant a sapling in the drum. But later, Muskan and Sahil considered the stench factor and decided that wet cement would be a better option to conceal the body. They made one mistake. They did not factor in the drum's weight, and when they called in some laborers to dispose of it, they could not lift it. Muskan panicked and confessed to her parents. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta presented a 1 lakh crore budget for fiscal year 2026 today, outlining 10 key focus areas including electricity, roads, water and connectivity. Calling it a historic budget, Ms. Gupta declared that the era of corruption and inefficiency has ended, announcing a significant increase in capital expenditure, which has been doubled to Rs. 28,000 crore. The FY26 budget outlays marks a 31.5% increase compared to the previous year. Quote, "This is not an ordinary budget. It's the first step towards developing Delhi, which has been ruined over the last 10 years. Delhi saw a decline in all aspects of development during the last decade. The previous government destroyed the city's economic health like termites," unquote. Ms. Gupta, who also holds the finance portfolio, said. One of the prominent focus areas of the budget, according to her, is cleaning and rejuvenating the Yamuna River, inspired by the Sabarmati Riverfront. The government has allocated Rs. 500 crore for the river's cleaning, ensuring only treated water enters through it. The decentralization of 40 sewage treatment plants. In addition, Rs. 500 crore has been designated for the repair and upgradation of STPs, while Rs. 250 crore will be used to replace old sewer lines. A major emphasis has also been placed on to clean drinking water and sanitation, with Rs. 9,000 crore allocated to these projects. The health sector has been allocated Rs. 6,874 crore, with a focus on establishing health and wellness centres and expanding the Ayushman Arogya Mandir initiative, which was originally called Mohalla Clinics. The Delhi government has earmarked Rs. 1,000 crore for improving transport links within Delhi NCR. For women's welfare, Rs. 5,100 crore has been allocated to provide Rs. 2,500 per month to eligible women. Additionally, 50,000 CCTV cameras will be installed across the city and Pink Patrol will be announced, where more women officers will be deployed. Ms. Gupta also announced plans to make Delhi an investment and innovation-friendly city, with a new industrial policy and warehouse policy in the pipeline. A traders' welfare board will also be set up. Delhi will host its first ever global investment summit, which will be held biannually. To support small industries, Rs. 50 crore has been allocated for skill development programs. In education, Ms. Gupta criticized the previous Aam Aadmi Party government for misleading the public about education quality. She claimed that Aam Aadmi Party government had failed many students to make their 10th and 12th results appear better. The Delhi government will launch CM Shri Schools, inspired by PM Shri Schools and aligned with the new education policy, with Rs. 100 crore allocated for the project. Additionally, Rs. 750 crore will be set aside for providing free laptops to 1,200 students passing class 10th. New education hub will be established in Narela. This budget is the first ever presented by a BJP-led government in Delhi over the last 26 years, following the party's victory over Aam Aadmi Party in the last month's assembly election. in a massive security breach, the kind of which has never been seen before. A US journalist claimed Donald Trump's administration shared war plans against Yemen with him accidentally in a group chat. The Atlantic Journal Jeffrey Goldberg was evidently added to what would otherwise have been a super-secret, encrypted, highly protected group chat on a messaging app used by millions for everyday use. Therein, he says, his companions were the highest-ranking officials of the Trump government, such as Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth and Vice President J.D. Vance, and they discussed upcoming military strikes against Yemen's Houthi rebels. The White House confirmed the significant security breach on Monday, raising serious concerns about national security protocols within the Trump government. Goldberg reported that he received hours of advance notice about the planned strikes through this group chat on Signal. Quote, "The message thread that was reported appears to be authentic, and we are reviewing how an inadvertent number was added to the chain," unquote, National Security Council spokesman Brian Hughes said. The chat included detailed discussions about operational specifics such as targets, weaponry to be deployed, and attack sequencing. National Security Council spokesman Brian Hughes acknowledged the authenticity of the message thread and said they are reviewing how Goldberg was added. President Donald Trump expressed surprise at the situation in his usual way, stating that he was unaware at any issues related to the group chat. In fact, he criticized The Atlantic, referring to it as a magazine going out of business, seemingly downplaying the severity of the leak. The White House said Trump continues to have the utmost confidence in his national security team after the US president earlier said he did not know anything about the issue. On March 14th, as reported by AFP, a person identified as Vance expressed doubts about carrying out the strikes, saying he hated bailing Europe out again, as countries there were more affected by Houthi attacks on shipping than the United States. The breach has provoked outrage amongst Democrats and security experts alike. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer described it as one of the most stunning breaches of military intelligence he has seen in a long time. He has called for a full investigation into how such sensitive information could be carelessly shared. Senator Jack Reed also condemned the leak, stating that the carelessness shown by President Trump's cabinet is both stunning and dangerous. Hillary Clinton, who has been on the receiving end of scrutiny in the past over her use of private mail server while serving as Secretary of State, weighed in on the issue by sharing Goldberg's article on social media. She remarked, "You have got to be kidding me," highlighting the hypocrisy surrounding security protocols in government communications. The planned strikes against the Houthi rebels come amid ongoing tensions in Yemen, where these Iranian-aligned forces have launched numerous drone and missile attacks against shipping routes in solidarity with Palestinians, who they claim are suffering under Israeli attacks. The Houthis have controlled much of Yemen over a decade and are part of an axis of resistance opposed to both Israel and the United States. The US has been actively targeting Houthi positions since President Joe Biden's administration, continuing military operations that had begun under previous administrations. Trump's recent statements indicate a commitment to using overwhelming lethal force until objectives are met, particularly in response to threats against Red Sea shipping, which the Houthis have targeted to cut off financial backbones of the European and US supply chains. That's all for today. You will listen to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrap in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the news with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.